Okay, I'm not going to say we're back because we haven't left, but
But
we
like sands through an hourglass.
That's right. We are going
moving
to
through the weeks of camp.
To do week 3,
like
same
a hot knife through butter we are.
Same deal as before. Go ahead and go to the week 3 title page and when you say
week 3 title page though, you mean either go to the scene selections and click on week 3 or you've already just started the video and chapter stop to week 3 so you see the beautiful week 3 against the purple and red and blue backdrop, skyscape, cloudscape.
Right, so if you're looking at that week 3,
you're in the right place. If you're not, you're wrong.
Okay, and we are going to hit play right now. And
except when he said now, he didn't actually hit play. Hit play now.
And we're starting. All right, week 3.
So, that was smooth as silk.
We're getting there. We're getting there.
We did have a lot of footage of the climbing wall. I put a lot of it in the video. But it's just a very exciting addition to camp. So.
Now, what's the music that we're hearing in this section?
I have to listen to it for a second. Oh, this is from the this is Shem Melech. This is from the Last Ramah CD. Already from several years ago when Ami Margolis was Rosh Shira.
So these are our kids. Singing.
Yeah, this is I think it's Elon Oat. I think it's Elon Oat.
Okay.
It's a tzadaf,
from a couple years ago. Yeah. So now this is like
they're on staff, right?
No, that's they're the director of camp.
If you're singing, email Ethan Lindsay.
That's right.
But we do. It's fun putting together the music because we do a mix of you know there have been various Ramah CDs and there was even that Ramah tape when Josh Pempstein was Rosh Shira. We made this tape that I usually use a couple tracks from each year. We also the members of Tsevet Rikud are always kind enough at the end of the summer to give me a CD with all the you know the popular new the dance music and stuff that we use at the Zimkudiyot. So it's that we try and freshen up each year with some of the old favorite songs that we use every year and everybody loves, but also with a lot of you know that particular year's new music and new songs to try and make each year's video yearbook you know really distinct. As distinct as we can to that year. That's also why we always mess around with the format of it and not being beholden to, well, it always has to be, you know, a da segment. So when I changed the a da segments, that was a controversial thing because for many years, the video yearbook always was, well, was like, there's the Elon Oat 5 minutes. And it just seems silly to me because you'd watch that 5 minutes and then nobody cared about the rest of the video. Whereas to me, there's a lot of good stuff and it's more fun to kind of watch it as, like, you never know when, you know, you or your Adar, your friends are going to kind of come up. And if you don't want to watch the video in your book, then
it's a nice
there's
shot
always
there.
A fast-forward button on your remote control. It's yes, this is a nice door. Shot. There's one shot of somebody pushing somebody out the door. I did not use that particular
edited
moment.
Edited
on the cutting room floor,
what are we watching
say.
Here? What's this?
This is basketball. See, he made the shot, so
he gets to be
prominently
in the
featured in the video in your book. This is all Yom Yuchad footage, I think, what we're intercutting between. Oh, this is the Kaya game that,
Machon played a lot.
Yes. I was not so successful at that game, I must confess.
One of our favorite camp activities on the Gog
Arena. Yeah, gotten out by a girl. How embarrassing on the video here, but
oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness. It was a great shot, though.
Bow Green play. Oh, there it is, right there on the screen. Don't need the commentary for that.
What's going to happen now is Ethan and I are just going to recite what's happening on screen for you guys at home, in case your eyes are taped shut and you can't see what's happening. This is a good play. High School Musical, right?
I believe it was. I don't remember what they called it in Hebrew. Something about
High School
Musical.
Musical.
It was a good play, I thought. Nice dancing and
all the plays were really
very good.
Good. We were
this
really
was a
happy.
Real real improvement in the plays this year.
Are you
like
saying
to say,
the plays were terrible last year?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that I think I
seemed like you were implying.
All I'm saying is credit where credit is due.
Lack of credit where lack of credit is due.
Okay, this is another play, obviously. Machon.
Greece, which has never been done at camp before.
Never?
That was a lie for me. I'm afraid it's really done about every other year. But it was great. They did a great job. The scenery in the back is from several years, several permutations of Greece ago. One of the times when Greece was done, I think like 7 or 8 years ago, they just did a fantastic job on the scenery. And Omanu was smart enough to hold on to the scenery. And we You reuse it now.
Are you saying there was actually something at camp that was made one year and then used a different year?
I know, it's pretty shocking. Good dancing from all these kids, by the way, in these last couple seconds. But yes, I know, shocking, because usually we're notorious for destroying ourselves to create, you know, backdrops and programs and props each summer, and then...
And then...
It's
much like the banners of
from your right, exactly. That was a cool art project, and this was an Amitseem and Shoafim, I believe, joint program.
This was something
really nice.
To do with
here's Jason.
Grocerific.
I had to put the volume up for that. It was like a mad scientist type of program. So they were making volcanoes. They were doing all kinds of different stuff. It was a new program. Now this, I think, is Yom Yichad stuff that we're looking.
Okay.
We always have more Tzad Al footage than Tzad Bet. It happens every year. So next year, Tzad Bet kids.
Well, I mean, you heard the, you know.
Be happier in front of the camera.
Happier doing things, making basketball shots. This is the way you make the video. I don't think it's not rocket science, people.
These kids had. See, there's the Harry Potter shirt. Jason was wearing the Harry Potter shirt. And every time I see that shot, I cringe because I'm sure he ruined the shirt with green goop that was on it. This was just from a Solim, Yom Yichad, this fake stab of Rumor Marys. I'm sure every other person came is going to get to that shot and be like, what is that? But hopefully the Solimers will get a good laugh out of it. And here's the All Camp Abdallah, which was really great. We did a couple of these last summer. And the Chumash Wars. We're coming up to one of my favorite moments in the video, which is the assemblage of clips from the kids who had to. The assignment was to. One of the 100 of assignments for the Tzufim during these Chumash Wars was to basically summarize the entire Torah in under a minute, or under 30 seconds, or whatever small period of time. So we put together a very fun, I think, clip assemblage of.
People trying to do that.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And we were again blown away by the creativity and humor of all the Tzadbet participants.
It was interesting how many of them went with the famous Hillel story.
Right, a lot of it. I think we have a whole little montage of just that.
I think people thought we were going for that. Right. I think that's what they thought we wanted. But then we had some of these dancing and...
This is the best right here.
You like this one?
Oh, so good.
Because he's playing all the roles.
Right.
He's sort of like the Tyler Perry.
And I don't know what he's holding there in his... Is that like a piece of red paper or like a fruit rind or something?
He seemed to be very focused on the Garden of Eden story, though.
That was good humor. Really, that's the other key to getting into the video yearbook, is if you can make me laugh with whatever you're doing.
Right. As long as it's appropriate.
As long as it's appropriate. If it's too hot for the video yearbook, that's no good.
That goes on the B-side.
Right. But anytime I laugh watching footage, that's always in the yearbook.
Oh, really?
Right. Oh,
All right, kids, add that to your list.
Right. So, like, these things are hysterical. I mean, I just think these clips are hysterical.
So let's just keep the list going. We've got smiling.
Right. Doing
things.
Active.
Funny hats.
Right. Just being humorous in general.
Making a basket or catching a frisbee.
Right. Okay.
And making Josh laugh.
And if you look like you're really struggling to do one of those things, like. It's one thing to just catch frisbee. It's another thing to run and dive and splash in the mud and catch the frisbee.
All right. So get dirty, folks. Is
right.
What we're saying.
But not bloody, because we can't show injuries.
No.
We don't show injuries.
No injuries.
Right. So if you run and dive
and
to
then
catch
don't
frisbee
get
and
up.
Smash into that bloodening rock that's on the Midrash.
That's not gonna do it for you. You're not gonna make the video yearbook.
Evelyn Jagger Rubenstein makes the video again. And that helped me was not something I added for the yearbook. That was something we created for the actual little intro movie.
Sure. By the way, that's another way to make the video yearbook. If you happen to be Ellen.
Evelyn. If you happen to be her or be with her or be talking about her. In a moment, we're going to see Ethan cheating right here. Totally
How
cheating.
How was that cheating?
Because it was not your turn to squirt out the...
There's
Moti as the Mishnah squid.
Mishnah squid.
I love that shot, too. This was an excellent sign-off.
Yeah, we had a good time in this program. I believe my bunk that I was helping won, if I'm not mistaken.
I think she won the first part. Did you win the whole...
I'm not sure, but you know, for
I
anyone...
I think you did well in the first...
For anyone out there listening, bunk 1-2, you know, you're my...
Ethan was just pounding his chest.
You're my peeps.
That didn't... You know, this is not a video commentary.
No, that's
so
true. I guess
really
you couldn't see me do that.
It took about an hour to explain the rules of Quidditch. We tried really hard, but Sadov Roshan and myself, to make it as simple as possible, but Quidditch is a very complicated game.
I would say that you failed at that.
I also will say that one of the things that we discovered when we were trying to put together the rules for Quidditch, how to actually play it, that in my humble opinion, there's a flaw in...
It's a dumb game.
In the game, in the book, because this is just brilliant right here. Because it's like everything else that's going on is totally irrelevant.
Right.
Because if you find the little snitch or whatever, right. then who cares how many balls you've gone through the hoop?
It's not a well-designed game.
Right, so
it's
what we did is we had a lot of different snitches and we made them not the winning, we just made each one of them worth a lot of points. So if you found one or most of it, it didn't automatically mean that you won the game. It didn't mean that the other stuff was also still happening. The other funny thing about it is that it's really, and when I think it was Jason who had this kind of realization, that really Quidditch is just three totally separate games just happening at the same time on the same field. And when you think about it like that, it's easier to wrap your head around the rules.
So you guys really spent a lot of time thinking about it.
You know, I mean, we spent an insane... Look, we spent a lot of time putting together these kind of crazy programs.
Right, even though kids think that we just do it, you know, as we're standing there.
I know.
You know, what you should know is that we spend the whole off season, you know, doing things like this.
Like this.
This commentary. clearly working hard here in the office. Obviously, yes. This is Boat Care 3, which was
another
really,
new innovation.
A really
summer.
Fun program this summer.
Liara Kimmel really did a tremendous job putting together the really insanely huge logistics of, you know, having...
Are we going to get an example of a missed shot
let's
here?
See. No, I didn't go!
Nice. Made that shot, too. You get to be on the video. You get to be on
nice.
The video.
Every now and then you'll hear me saying, nice, if I'm filming, like, a basket. Oh, you know, that's something else we did differently this year with the video, is that we used a lot more of the actual audio.
Uh-huh.
We still have music, like, here, I mean, in a lot of these shots... We still have music playing over, but you can hear a lot of these shots. Of course, not these two right there, but now Bonnie. You can hear the actual audio of
the
people
ambient,
talking
the ambient
and people
noise.
Running and the noise of the sneakers on the basketball courts. And whereas in
I
the past,
that's
I'd
called,
always...
That's called diegetic noise, I believe, in the film.
I thought it was called Shashka Frugnik.
That might be right. That might be right.
Maybe on TV it's the Shashka Frugnik.
There are different schools of
this
thought.
This is a nice shot right here.
If that hadn't fallen, you wouldn't have made the video.
Oh, no, so and this is Ethan Slater just being hysterical.
You decided to put this in.
Clearly. Well, we're watching it, so it's
it
in. He's really good at...
The mime thing is impressive.
That's
it looks like
he's
mime, in a box.
That's
believe...
what everybody does.
Oh, I did not see that.
I think
coming.
This is from their skit from the book, but I just thought it was very funny.
Well, that's
once again, if you will you pause it? Once again, if you make me laugh... You'll be in the video, and I was not, I was, you know, I'm watching a lot, we had a lot of Broker 2 footage, and I was going through a lot, and I got to that, and I just thought it was very, very funny.
Well, that's the end of week 3, and that means you can go ahead and stop the video, and this podcast is going to end, and we'll see you for week 4. Coming up.
After these messages. We'll be right back.